Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. My name's John Racine with the Church of Las Vegas. And I'll tell you what, I am so glad today that the gospel changed my life. When someone came to me and shared the good news about Jesus with me. Now, I had a form of godliness. I knew who God was. I knew who Jesus was. I knew kind of what the Bible was. But until somebody really challenged me when I was 20 years old to really look into those things for myself, to not just assume that everything I knew was right, to take a look at the Word of God with a young adult set of eyes instead of just a child, that, wow, it just came alive. And it really helped me to realize that I was a sinner. And that I had fallen so far short of the glory of God that I needed a Savior, not just intellectually in my head, but I needed to humble myself before the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for me, so that through Him I might have salvation. And in coming to understand the grace of God and turning away from my sin, I was baptized into Christ in a horse tank, horse trough in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And I'll tell you what, coming up out of that water in newness of life was an amazing, amazing experience. And I still remember that to this day. And so 30 years later, and here by the grace of God, I still am able to teach and proclaim and share the Word of God with you. And the reason I started off with that is because this is about a life of faith. We come to the Lord in faith, and we continue to live in Christ by faith. You know, Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. The reason that it's a righteousness that's by faith from first to last is that it has to be accepted by faith. It's not something you can pay for. It's not something you can work for. It's not something you can earn. It's something that you just have to live by faith. You have to accept the grace of God by faith. You need to continue to live in the grace of God by faith. And when you stand before God someday, and He may ask you a question like, maybe you've heard this, why should I let you into heaven? It's like, well, there's no other reason other than your amazing grace that you've showed me through the Lord Jesus Christ, and that I have trusted you. I haven't been perfect in it, but I have trusted you, and I have striven to walk in obedience. And where I've sinned, I've repented and confessed those things to you. And I've tried to be more like Jesus. And I've tried to love God with more of my heart and love other men with all of my heart, mankind, and to just be a kind of person that recognizes the grace, the righteousness of God in Christ by faith from first to last. And that's why this chapter in Hebrews that we've been studying is so important. Hey, remember in Hebrews 10, verse 36, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. In other words, we need to continue to live by faith. We need to continue to do the will of God so that we will receive what he's promised. We don't just get those promises all taken care of right now, but the things he has promised, we need to believe and hold on to. The things that he's promised that we still don't have, we need to continue to hold on. Because he says, in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. And my righteous one will live by faith. And I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But he goes on to say, but we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but are those who have faith and are saved. It's the only way we can be saved is by grace through faith. And that faith needs to not just be, oh yeah, sure, I believe it. It needs to be a faith that affects every part of our life. The things that we do, the things that we think, the things that we say. It needs to impact our lives at home, at work, on the highway, down the streets, when we meet with each other at church, when we're at a sporting event, whatever it is, that our faith needs to be recognizable to other people around us. Faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we don't see. And so we've talked about all kinds of examples of faith in this chapter 11. By faith, Abel, and by faith, Enoch, and by faith, Noah, and by faith, Abraham, and by faith, Sarah. And it says in verse 13, remember that all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting they were foreigners and strangers on earth. They were looking for something better. And so by faith, Abraham offered Isaac. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. By faith, Jacob blessed Joseph's sons. By faith, Joseph gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months. By faith, Moses, when he'd grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the passing or fleeting pleasures of sin. And by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. And by faith he kept the Passover. And so because of his faith, it says in verse 29, by faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. And so by faith all of these things were done. They looked to God. They listened to what he had to say. They trusted in his deliverance. Even while they were there at the Red Sea with that whole body of water before them, trapped in, if you would, on all sides. And here comes the Egyptians with all their fancy chariots and all their military might. And God said, you need to pass through the sea. And yet he delivered them, but he destroyed all of their enemies. They were drowned. And so this is the kind of life that faith is. It's having to live in the world, but not being of the world. To be salt and light to the world, but not to follow the practices and the ungodly actions of those who don't know Christ, who don't choose to honor God. And so let's continue on in Hebrews chapter 11 to talk about some more examples of faith. It says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. Now, most of you know that account, historical account from the Bible. But boy, if you don't, go over to Joshua. Go over to Joshua, and in chapter 1, start reading about how Joshua was the one that was to lead them into the promised land after Moses was taken away, as it were. And in Joshua chapter 2, we find out about Rahab and the spies and how she took them in and told them what was going on in the city and asked them, please, you know, we've heard of your God and we're afraid of them and please, you know, when you guys take over the city, please spare me and my family. And so the spies escaped unharmed, and they returned back to Joshua, and the Israelites camped outside of Jericho. And then in Joshua chapter 6, you find out all about the fall of the walls of Jericho. It was by faith. They didn't go up and lay siege to them. They didn't bring catapults, and they didn't throw rocks and any of those things. They just marched around the city once with the priests and the ark of the tabernacle there and all of those things. They brought all of those things around Jericho, and then they went back to camp. And they did that for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, they marched around the city 6 times. And on the seventh time, they marched around, and Joshua shouted. And they all shouted, and God brought those walls down. They didn't fall inward, but it was, as archaeology has shown, the walls fell outward. It was almost like somebody pushed them out from the inside. That's amazing, isn't it? But that's God. That's the power of God. And so by faith, the walls of Jericho fell. It wasn't their faith. It was their faith in the power of God who caused those walls to fall. But they had faith. They listened to what God told Joshua, and they did it. And the walls came tumbling down. And it says, verse 31, by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient or unbelieving. Those two things go together. And so Rahab and her family was delivered. And Rahab ended up being one of the women in the genealogy of Christ that's mentioned by name. What an amazing story that is. And you can read all about that in the book of Ruth. And so, and see her in the genealogy there in Matthew chapter 1. And so, what great examples of faith that here was a Gentile woman who had heard about God and put her faith in Him. Here were the chosen people of God that He delivered out of Egypt, that in spite all of their wickedness and their ungodliness, and that generation that had passed away before, finally we had a generation that was willing to listen, and they did. And so by faith, these things were accomplished. Why don't you think about that a little bit while we listen to our first song this morning? This is by Josh Groban. It's called You Raise Me Up. And I want you to know that God can raise you up too if you're feeling defeated or depressed, or you feel like giving up, or you feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, or the guilt of your sin is just overwhelming you. Don't quit. Don't give in. Call out to God and start seeking Him and start finding out what His word is so that you too can live by faith, so He can raise you up to walk in newness of life as well. Let's listen to Josh Groban singing Raise Me Up.
so weary. When troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
All right, welcome back this morning. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. We're the Church at Las Vegas, and you can find out more about us online at thechurchatlasvegas.com. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the broadcast today, but let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 32. So after all of these specific examples of faith, the writer here says in verse 32, "What more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. Hey, man, what a testimony. All of these different ones that are kind of just brought here all together at the end of Hebrews 11, because the author, who I believe was Paul, is saying, I don't have time to write about all these. I don't have room to tell you all about these. And yet, here's the beauty, is that you can go back under the scriptures and you can find out all about these different characters and what they did and how they lived by faith, and how some of them, not all of them, were persecuted and put to death. When it says they were sawed in two, that's traditionally what's ascribed to Isaiah, the prophet, that he was sawn in two because of his prophesying and the things that he said. But here's the point, is that in every one of these examples, okay, they were people that lived by faith, who through faith, through their assurance of who God is and what God had promised and what he had said, that was the foundation that they lived their life by. And friends, that's the foundation we need to live our lives by. Not what the world says, not what Hollywood says, not what the political spectrum says. Okay, those are just all blah, 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 blah voices. Okay, we need to get out from under all of those, and we need to listen to God. We need to listen to the God of creation, the one who created the heavens and the earth. We need to listen to the God who so loved us that he sent his only son, Jesus, to die for us on the cross, because that's ultimately what this faith is all about. And just like those old covenant saints were persecuted and mistreated and the world was not worthy of them, guess what? Even now, today, in the 21st century, God's people are still persecuted. They're still mistreated. They're still laughed at and scorned and scoffed at and ridiculed. And even to this day, Christians are killed. They're put to death. They are treated in just absolutely shameful ways. Not specifically so much in our country yet. And yet, here in this country, the influence of the Bible, the influence of godly thinking and Christ-like behavior is just going down the tubes, okay? Because the world refuses to live for Jesus Christ. And so, in verse 39 of chapter 11, it says, "These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised." Ultimately, what we're talking about here is the kingdom of God, something that was far greater than anything you can achieve in this life. What are houses? What are lands? What's silver and gold? What's new cars or a new pair of shoes or a new iPhone 10 or whatever it is? What are all those things in comparison to having everlasting life in Christ Jesus? All of those things are just burdens. They're wearisome. They don't lead to joy and happiness ultimately. You can own the whole world and still be unhappy. And yet Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Hey, I'll tell you, that's where we need to look by faith. That's where we need to find the word of God and the promises of God in Christ. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Hey, what that perfectness is the perfect righteousness the perfect salvation that we can, and those of us who've already accepted it, are in Christ. We're living in Christ. We're walking by faith in Christ. We are in Him. And that's where we need to stay by faith. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how difficult it becomes, if everyone's against you, if the world turns against us, if they start rounding us up and shooting us, if they burn the church buildings down, they can't take away our faith. Okay, no matter how dark, no matter how black, no matter how wicked this world becomes, they can't take away your faith. And I'll tell you, one of the great blessings of Scripture is that we have a place that Jesus has gone to prepare for us. And I especially like in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13, where it says, "Then I heard a voice from heaven say, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." And so I want to encourage you to live by faith, to not shrink back. I want you to encourage you to just keep pressing on and taking hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of you. And as we'll see, and as we get to chapter 12, that encouragement, that challenge is just going to continue to ring out. And so please, please be a person of faith. And if you're not, come and find out about it. Hey, we're the Church at Las Vegas. Again, you know, we're not a perfect people. We're a group of people from all over the valley here in Las Vegas that come together to worship God, to hear the Word of God, to sing and to praise Him, to encourage each other, to spur one another on toward love and good deeds, to make a difference in this whole city that we live in here. That's our goal. That's our desire. We want to be like Christ. And so we want to encourage you to come and meet with us. We meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. And you can come and meet with us on Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, or Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. Those are the times we meet together publicly here at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. You can again also go online at thechurchatlasvegas.com and find out more about us, thechurchatlasvegas.com. Please do that. And again, thanks so much for listening. We're so thankful for our listeners. We're thankful for the radio station and being able to broadcast. And thank you, John, for putting all these shows together. And we just are so glad that we can proclaim the truths of Jesus Christ. And so on that note, keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.